Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Natasha. How can I help you?
Can you speak up a little bit? I can't hardly hear you.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Natasha. How can I help you?
That's Deborah H. Fulton, and I'm calling about unauthorized debits from a Dynamic Smart Appliances.
May I have a zip code?
75052.
Your first and last name?
Edward H. Fulton.
And may you verify your address for security purposes?
2121 Chisholm Trail, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052.
Give me about 30 seconds while the system loads your account.
The what?
Give me about 30 seconds while the system loads your account.
Okay.
Still here, it's just loading a bit slow today. So on December 16th, we paid the shipping and handling for a Keurig of $7.95.
Yep, that's the one. Mm-hmm. That's the first one, okay?
Right. And it stated in those terms and conditions, after you purchase this item, you will be enrolling into our membership with the Consumer Gadget Club.
That's not a membership. That was shipping for something I won that's not coming. Still Walmart appreciation scam and Dynamic Smart Appliances is running it, okay? And there ain't no prize coming, and I want that money back, okay?
I can cancel the account for it, and I can offer 35% of that $67.32.
And 67.32, that's totally unauthorized.
Okay, it's stated in those terms and conditions after you purchase that Keurig that you'll also be enrolling into a membership with the Consumer Gadget Club.
I didn't purchase anything. You're wrong. You're mistaken. I didn't purchase anything. I don't know anything about this unauthorized debit for 67.32.
Sir, I just told you what it was.
I know they tell you what to say, but, you know, my bank told me to call myself and see if y'all would not make this right. If you won't, I'd just turn you over to them.
Okay, I can offer 35% for that $67.32, but that is a valid charge, Mr. Fulton.
I can't understand you. I'm sorry. Can you slow down just a little? 67.35 is for what?
I can offer you a 35% refund for that 67.32. That is about
no, 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 100%. You people, unauthorized debit. Don't you know that's against the law?
Sir, it's not unauthorized. Before you made that purchase, it stated in those terms and conditions that you had to agree to complete the purchase that you were.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I did not. You're saying I didn't. I'm saying I didn't. You people are crooks, and I want my money back.
I can offer 35%, sir.
100%. Do you have a supervisor there that?
No, sir, I do not have one available that we all have the same protocol.
Okay, what you're doing is dishonest. I did not buy anything from y'all. Nothing. I didn't buy nothing.
Okay, that's fine, but I have that 35% available for the 67.32.
I just sick the bank on you.
Let me speak with my supervisor. We'll see what we can do.
What?
Let me speak with my supervisor and we'll see what we can do.
Oh, now you have a supervisor. See, you're about as squirrely as they are. I want 100% of my money back.
Okay, but I never said it was one of them.
Please.
I said it wasn't one of
them. I didn't buy anything.
But okay, give me a moment. I'll speak with her.
Okay.
Okay, she gave me the okay to go ahead and go to the 50% for our customer courtesy, but you have to realize, Mr. Fulton, that is a valid charge. It does state in those terms and conditions that you would be enrolling.
Well, would you slow down a little bit? I told you I was an older person, can't hear good. He said, what?
I can offer the 50% for a customer courtesy. That is a valid charge. It does state in those terms and conditions that you would be.
You people stole money from me. Okay?
Okay, I understand that, but I have a 50% refund available, sir.
How do we get to 100%?
Sir. That is a valid charge. Mr. Fulton, are you
okay? What I'm gonna do is call my bank and let them file charges on y'all for unauthorized debit.
If you file a dispute with your bank, they're gonna contact us. We're gonna give them a recording to any calls you have with us. They're gonna see that it is a valid charge and it's stated in those terms and conditions, and they'll go from there.
Not valid. It's invalid because you're a scammer. It's invalid, not valid. Who said it was valid? You did. You said it was valid. You were mistaken. It was invalid.
Okay, well, I have a 50% refund available, sir.
I have two unauthorized debits on my account, and I'm thinking I'm going to call my bank. I'm not going to fool with you. So thank you very much, and goodbye.
You're welcome.